Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.7 Star. Don't forget to download that radio.com app. Favorite 100.7 Star, and you can use it as an alarm. Mel, you do the big giant introduction.
Bubba Show, family member, Pittsburgher through and through, but living with her lovely husband in Nashville. She is the star. New album is out, Goldmine, and she is here today for our Bubba Show breakfast, Miss Gabby Barrett.
Yay! Hello, everybody.
What's happening, Gabby?
And I mean,
a lot.
Focusing in and really excited about the album that just came out. That's what we've pretty much been doing this past month in Nashville during this quarantining still time, so it's been an exciting time.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I was actually thinking to myself, with the United States of America basically shut down since the end of March, I'm like, I got a feeling that at some point all of this amazing music is going to start coming out, because mm-hmm. artists like yourself actually had time to spend time to write and to create music. Is that kind of what happened?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, ever since I kind of came off Idol in 2018, it's just been a grind in the writing community. I really started to dive into Nashville with the writers, and fortunately got in the room with some wonderful people. And over the past 2 years, it's kind of what's made up of this album of kind of stories and kind of who I am as a person and all of those things just over the past 2 years. So I wrote actually 12 of the 13 songs on the album, which is pretty cool. And I'm very blessed to have had such a large hand in creative on this. So it was really fun to create.
Is it true? I see on Twitter that if you ask Alexa to take me to the gold mine, that's how you can hear your whole. I've seen the commercials too. That's how you can see.
That's it.
Wait a second. You can say,
ask Alexa to take you to the gold mine.
Let's try this. So let's assume people are listening, and a lot of people are still listening at home. So let's do this. Hey, Alexa, take me to the gold mine. And right now, all over the city of Pittsburgh, there are Alexas turning on your album.
That's right. They're all playing simultaneously right now.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. Stream it.
So, yeah. So tell me, you know, obviously born and raised in Munhall, living in Nashville, which is kind of important for what you are doing with your life. How is Nashville different than living in Pittsburgh?
I'd probably say it's a bit more of the country mix in there. Pennsylvania isn't it's not down in the South. So it's very city. That's how I grew up. I was 15 minutes from downtown, yes, in Munhall. And I was by malls and saw the steel mills and all kinds of stuff. But in Nashville, it's a little more southern, I guess you could say, with land and animals and just more of the southern living, which has been really nice to us down here. We don't live exactly in Nashville. We live about 30 minutes outside, just so it's a bit quieter. So we're not in this busy city in Nashville, too. But I would say mainly just living is a little bit different.
And you have some horses, don't you?
We have a horse, yes. Kate and I, my husband and I, have a horse. But a lot of people think that it's in Nashville, and it's not in Nashville. It's in Texas currently, because when we get enough space to hold the horse in Nashville someday, or if we decide to move to Texas, that's what we'll do.
Have you ever, have you always wanted a horse?
You know, I was never a horse fan growing up just because, you know, I wasn't really around that. But he grew up kind of in that ranching, you know, moving cows and doing all that kind of thing. He basically lived in the woods with his parents growing up. And so when he was interested in it, of course, I looked into it. And now I am interested in it. I'm learning the different breeds of horses, and I feel intelligent in the horse world. So,
yeah, by the way, if you're just tuning in, this is Gabby Barrett. I love horses. I wish I had grown up in an environment. I've been horseback riding a lot. I wish I would have grown up in an environment where I could have had horses. So Goldmine is the new album. It's obviously available. Download it, stream it everywhere. You know what? Do you, when you put together an album, this is all your art. You love it, right? But do you ever have one song on an album that, for whatever reason, you just love a little bit more? And if so, do you have one on this album?
It's hard to pick a favorite, of course, because exactly what you said. It's like, well, there's 13 tracks, and it's like 13 of your children. But
yep.
One song that I was very excited to release and for people to hear, which is why we actually released it a week before Goldmine came out, was a song called Footprints on the Moon. It is a song that I was really, really excited about. It's the same trio of writers that wrote I Hope. So it was me, John Knight, and Zach Hale that wrote that song, as well as it's just such an encouraging kind of like rockin' message. I wish I had a song like that to kind of listen to when I was, you know, going through high school and the years before Idol that I was performing and all of those things just kind of encouraged me a little more through music. And so I was excited to be able to give that to other people and hopefully help them with that. And so hopefully something big comes from that song too, but we'll see. Footprints on Moon would be it though.
Gabby, we're playing I Hope on 100.7 Star. It's highly requested, and it's the Naturally with Charlie Puth. Was Naturally, I would assume you didn't do that together because of COVID. Was that track put together with him?
Yeah, so it was funny how that kind of came together. Quarantine had just kind of struck in.
Yeah.
I just kind of got told that I Hope had went number one on country radio.
Which by the way, congratulations. That's gigantic.
Yes. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. It's so exciting. I'm still walking on the clouds. But Charlie had apparently heard the song through whatever streaming platform, and he posted it on his Instagram story, and he tagged me in it, and I was going through my messages on Instagram one day trying to answer fans back, and I saw his verified check, and so I clicked on it, and he had messaged me and just said, oh my gosh, this song is amazing. I haven't heard a song like this in years, yada, yada, yada. And I had messaged him back and said, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Because, you know, my sister Gypsy and I were fans of him in high school and his music.
Yeah.
And then basically our teams just kind of got together after he had messaged me shortly after that and said, I need to remix this song. Is there any way I can remix it? And I was like, yes. So teams got together, and now there's a new version of the song, which is pretty cool.
Wow. Well,
wow. I love it.
But, you know, Gabby, we're beyond thankful. You know, you became a part of our Bubba Show family a few years ago. We're so thankful that you take time out of your busy schedule. And I have to tell you, I do have to tell you this. I am addicted to your family's nut rolls. I have to tell you
yes.
that the 3B's Nut Hut.
I don't blame you.
Nut rolls might be. No, let me take this back. Are without question the most delicious nut rolls I have ever eaten in my entire life.
Wow. That is a large compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's more to music.
Exactly. Enjoy your newly married life with your wonderful husband, Cade. And we love watching you on social media. So anytime that you want to come on the show, please let us know. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Also, for anybody that's listening, I go way back with Bubba and Melanie. They are absolutely wonderful. Bubba, his daughter, came on stage with me a couple years ago and got to sing. And also, Melanie came to my bridal shower in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and a gift that she got me is actually on my front porch in Nashville. So thank you for that gift. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, my heart.
But I love you guys. Thank you so much. I remember literally just doing, how long ago was it, a year or two ago, the pizza competition where you had to like eat 25 pieces of pizza and like guess the best pizza place where I came in and did that. That was wonderful, and I need to do it again.
Gabby, you're the best. You are, you know, we always say this. We always say, once you become a member of our Bubba Show family, you're a member for life. And we know that you have grown into this amazing performer, this amazing artist, this amazing human being. And we're just thankful that you stay true to who you are. And, you know, for the way we look at it, once you're family forever. And I'm glad you look at it the same way.
Absolutely. Anytime you guys need anything, let me know. Thank you for your support.
We love you. We love you.
Thanks.
God bless.
Thanks, Gabby.
Love you guys. Thanks, guys. Love you too. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.